Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So you are a teenage boy and you meet a cute girl at the library and she's sitting there working on her homework and you walk over and she's so cute and you're like, hey, do you want to go out this Friday? And she's like, sure, but one thing. And then she stands up and she's like over 6 feet tall. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Patrick.
I'm Colin.
And I'm Ryan.
And I'm Kelly.
Oh my gosh.
Says, sure, but wait. One thing.
Here's the thing. And I did internalize this as a tall girl. There's a scene where this does happen in
the trailer, at least.
In the trailer of this movie, Tall Girl?
I think it's just Tall Girl.
It might be called, that's going to be on Netflix. It looks very bad, the movie, as well as this scene.
The girl is so tall.
She's
not even that tall.
Okay, but also,
she's not that tall.
I didn't go to that huge high school, so maybe it's just me, but like.
Oh, so everyone was especially smaller than you.
Right,
because it was a very tiny high school.
If you were at a huge high
school. It was
high school
for ants.
Okay, no. No, my point was.
You reject those ants.
I don't know how much asking out happens before you've seen someone stand up.
Yeah.
Like, I get, like, a conversation, maybe it's flirty.
Yeah.
And then they stand up or they, you know, you whatever. But, like, I don't – there wasn't a lot of picking up at my high school.
Yeah, no, it was always – you always knew everybody.
Or you would, like
– I went to a very large high school.
Yeah.
Everybody still knew every – or at least knew of
– Right, or
people.
You would, like, maybe have one conversation. Then you would see each other another time. And at that point, you might talk about going to hang out somewhere or something.
It was never like, hi, my name is Kelly. Would you like to go out?
Yes.
You always knew who people were, or at least talk to them.
Okay.
Yes. And what? Also, if
plus you were probably having your friends ask, like, if they were, if they knew someone who knew them, who knew if they were interested
in you. You'd ask about them.
Yeah. And they would be like, oh, you mean the tall girl?
And they'd be, no, I mean that cute girl over there.
Yeah, like the one that I keep seeing sitting down.
Yeah. What if she's using her incredibly wide stride to leave class late and arrive to her next class early?
So she's like doing a trick on you.
She's doing a trick on everyone to protect herself.
That's
how wide her gait is. She's just striding super hard.
Wide stride.
And so everyone sees her sitting down always.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Maybe.
I see what you're saying.
Maybe. And here's the thing. I 100% understand.
So this is when, like, you period your pants and then you don't want anybody to see, so you have to, like... Yeah,
wide
stride.
Like,
put a book in front. Like, also in high school,
you
when
have
you
a
get
a boner in class.
Yeah, exactly.
Put a book in front or hold your binder there.
Yeah, got it. Look, or like,
I like holding
backpack
my backpack
out
in front of me.
This is how I do it. It's more comfortable this way.
It's cool, man.
My shoulders are sore.
Oh, gosh. I remember when I saw the movie Superbad and they described the Texas Tuck. And I'm like, I needed this information 15 years earlier.
You never knew it at all.
I never knew about the Texas Tuck.
You just boned out in class, and you were just like, what do I do?
Boning down in class from 6th to 9th grade.
Horrible. That is a bummer.
But so she's tall, so she's got to work.
What do you do, though, in that situation if you don't know about that? Do you just, like, put things in front of you?
I didn't know what to do. It was just anxiety ridden, and probably
years?
A lot of people saw my boner through my jorts.
I think that's it. Either a lot of people see your boner, or they just don't, because we're not all looking at each other's crotches all the time.
They're also self conscious about their boner.
Everyone's thinking about their own bones.
Yeah, because you think about it. How many boners did you notice in high school?
Not in high school, but middle school, I noticed boners.
Okay.
But also, there was this group of very gross boys who used to, like, jerk off in class at the...
What?
Yeah, they would, in the back of the class. Very gross.
That's why I was a second row girl.
Yeah, that's a poor expression.
Well, we couldn't choose where we sat, because I never would have sat with those boys. So I had to sit back there, and it was really bad. And they'd be like, hey, dude, check it out. And then, like, the other dudes would, like, look over, and they'd be like, and I'd be like, what's happening back here?
That's crazy.
That is crazier than tall girl.
I don't know. She's really tall. She's not even that tall, though. She's 6'1".
No. Okay, right? In my story, she was... No, in real life, she's like 6'7". She's very tall. She is very tall.
But in the thing that we
just
watched...
Did they
just
say 6'1"?
They said 6'1".
All right, so she's not that tall. But... I understand the insecurity of it. Because, like, anything that you are that's different...
Yes.
It's easy to feel insecure about. So, like... And like I said, there was one episode of Saved by the Bell where Jessie kept growing and growing and growing, and the guy she's on a date with was like down there, and he kept having to wave to her. I get it.
Having to wave to her.
Well, what else is he going to do? He can't talk to her knees.
Yeah, what?
No, she grew a lot.
Also, I think now, right? I mean, is this set now?
Yes.
That's the other thing. I feel like the teen generation now is a lot cooler than it was, and I feel like... Like, even as recently as, like, when I was in law school, at least my peers, people my age, or I'm sorry, as early, let's say, even high school, I remember there were, like, guys that would be like, oh, you know, like, I love a tall girl. Like, I love, you know, or even, like, there'd be some short guys that would be like, oh, I'd love to date a girl that's taller than me.
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel like that is from, like, an 80s movie.
Yeah, totally.
Yes, that's how it feels.
But it's now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's set now.
That's bad.
Like, as a society, it feels like we're too old for that kind of
shit. Yeah, we're past it.
Yeah.
That's, like, very toxic masculinity-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess is present, but...
Yeah. And maybe that's the story of the movie, is that she realizes it's, like, in her head. And once she transcends her own whatever bullshit that she can... I don't know. I am no longer that young.
Yeah. Me neither.
It makes me tired.
Yeah.
Me too.
I'm just like, ugh.
Guys, we are all getting too old for this shit.
Nice.
Almost.
For this ship?
Yay!
Because there's a new Rambo movie?
Yeah.
Can you fucking believe it?
Rambo Last Blood.
Keep
he
on coming.
He says it's Last Blood. Yeah, like, you know there's going to be one more drip. That's the next one.
Drip, drip, motherfucker.
Dude, that's the thing about the Rambo franchise. That shit is good to the last drop.
Is it? Is it crazy?
I like Rambo. I like the last one.
You also don't like the first Rocky.
No. I didn't say I don't like the first Rocky. I'm saying, having never seen the first Rocky, Rocky IV is the best Rocky.
I don't know.
I mean, that it's a fine opinion to have, having not seen the first Rocky.
I mean, Mogi's bringing this argument in from the streets. This was like 2 weeks ago we were talking
about
this.
I don't think I've ever seen a whole Rambo, so I tried to bring it to something I knew.
I watched Rambo First Blood.
Is that the very first one?
I think it's racist. Wait, what, isn't it? Is it racist?
It's called First Blood.
Yeah, and I think it's definitely racist.
Yeah.
Well, because he just like goes into the jungle and starts mowing people down, right?
Yep. Yeah. No, that's not Rambo First Blood. First Blood is when he arrives in a small town with Brian Dennehy as the sheriff.
Yeah, he comes back home.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Second Blood, which I think is just called Rambo.
I think that's you're right.
Because the first one is just First Blood.
Right.
Just like
Raiders of the Lost Ark is the name of the first Indiana Jones movie.
Oh, interesting.
It's not Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Uh-huh.
The movies are called First Blood, then Rambo First Blood Part 2.
Yeah.
Second Blood is better. Rambo 3, Rambo, that's just Rambo, then Rambo Last Blood.
Wasn't there a John Rambo?
No, John Rambo was between that.
I could have sworn there was a movie called John Rambo.
I don't remember
because it came
this,
out
both
like
of you guys
within
do.
A year of Rocky Balboa, which I thought was hilarious.
Oh, because it's like both first and last names?
Yeah, exactly.
The film Rambo had was also known as Rambo 4 and John Rambo.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if it was released, like the poster just says Rambo. So I don't know how it was released.
Oh, man.
It may be a Live and Let Die or whatever. No, that's
live,
not what
Die,
that's
Repeat?
Yes.
Or
yes.
Edge of All Tomorrow. You Need Is Kill.
Yeah.
All You Need Is Kill is such a good
fucking
name.
The best fucking title ever.
They had two chances to do a title and they messed up both times. Though I'd still love the title Live, Die, Repeat. Mm-hmm.
So we have to assume that John Rambo is too old for this shit in the new one.
I mean, we're too old to know a Rambo is coming out.
Yes. I'll agree with that. So we thought we would do Getting Too Old for This Ship.
Yes. And per usual, we did nothing but come up with the title.
That's right.
So we could have all taken this in totally different directions. I'm really excited to see what you guys came up with for this.
Yeah.
Me too.
I feel like it's going to be all really different, which is cool.
Yeah. So I'm going to roll the dice.
Okay.
Who is going age gap here?
Age gap.
Interesting. Oh, did not do it.
I didn't even really think about
there
gap.
There is like a mini gap in mine, but that's not the issue.
Yeah, mine's a mini gap also, but it's not the issue.
Okay.
It just happens to be that they're a different age.
So I'm really solid on one half of my ship and then kind of soft on the other half, which could include an age gap.
Interesting. Do you have like ship half alts prepared or something?
Yeah, for the site. So since the Rise of Skywalker trailer came out, Sarah and I have been like back on our Star Wars bullshit.
Yeah.
We went to Amoeba and picked up Force Awakens and Rogue One and Last Jedi on Blu-ray. I know that Last Jedi is on Netflix and they'll all be on Disney Plus in just a couple months. I want them all now.
Yeah. You want to be able to watch them features.
Yeah.
And you want to watch them whenever you want to watch them.
Exactly.
Don't let Disney Plus tell you when things go in the vault.
Yes. Yes. So we watched Force Awakens recently, and I haven't seen that movie in kind of a while.
Yeah.
And I had forgotten how much I really like it, and how I like how much it is a like celebration of everything we love about Star Wars, and The Last Jedi is like sort of a takedown of everything we hate about Star Wars. And I just love the way they function together, acknowledging their own legacy, blah, 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 blah. I'm also just totally charmed by old man Han Solo. Like,
yeah,
end of his life, like going back to the only thing he was ever good at, like the only way that he can like find like self-worth is
he's a damn scoundrel.
He's a damn scoundrel. And like he can try to be something he's not, and like he can find, you know, little bits of success, but like he's always going to go back to being a damn scoundrel. So that's the part of the ship that I'm like super like I want to see Han Solo like happy and challenged, and I don't know where exactly I put the other half of that ship. Like, I like him and Leia together, but I kind of like them as exes. Like, that's compelling to me.
Yeah.
That like they had a relationship. They have this son who's a fucking disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like
there's no just sweet for me with old Han Solo. It's all bittersweet because he did have a family and he had a son, and his son became evil. Not even like, didn't become chaotic neutral like him, became like authentically evil.
Right.
So like it.
And
it
like
makes
aspirationally
very
evil, like evil. He sets out to
be
evil.
He wants to be evil. Yes.
So I feel like it's very hard to, like, can Han Solo ever be happy go lucky? Ever be purely happy again? I don't know.
Probably not.
I mean, unless Ben, like, I don't know, like, has a change of heart and, like, saves everybody and, like, dismantles the First Order from inside. I don't know. I can't even let that in my heart.
It'll be too late, even if it does happen, Bogey. It'll be too late.
Oh, you're right.
So then I started thinking about, like, the other people in Han Solo's life.
Yes.
And, like, this is where, like, the age gap part comes in, but, like, there is chemistry between Han Solo and Rey.
Oh, man.
What the fuck?
There is chemistry.
There is, but I think
there
of it
is?
As it's apparent. When? I think it's like
When?
I don't know.
When he's like, you know how to use my ship, baby.
You can touch my ship the right way.
They are talking all about how to fly the Falcon together.
YouTube, there's so much
crackling shit happening in that movie. Yeah. I have no room in my heart for any other fucking Force Awakens shit. I just don't. I have it. I know my lineage. Poe used to fuck Leia. Now he's fucking Finn.
Yeah, okay.
Fucking... That is big. That's major.
Yeah, that's, right. that's like a trilogy.
And then Rey and Kylo. That's my fucking OTP, man. Yeah, I don't.
Remember when he offers her a job
when they're like standing on that bluff?
Yeah,
she's like, great. I'll be employed because my boyfriend has a job.
No.
She doesn't say great. She's like, I got to go back to my hunk of a planet. And she's like,
but you're offering me a job.
Yeah, like, she's so excited to get a job.
He offers her like hope and like understanding and belonging. And so maybe like a romantic ship isn't like the right thing for Patrick.
Maybe like an older man in a position of power can like give a young woman an opportunity without expecting sex, Patrick.
I'm saying this is a soft alt ship.
But maybe he didn't front load this with letting us know
also
one half of this he's trying to make someone happy and he doesn't really have a perfect match on the other side.
That's right. But kind of going down the list, so like Chewbacca's in the mix, but I was also thinking about it would be cool to see old lady Kira from the Han Solo movie, who has become the head of the Red Sun, Rising Sun?
Yeah.
The criminal organization has like killed Darth Maul or whatever and like taken over and become this like massive crime lord. If when Han Solo, when Ben goes bad, Kylo Ren like fucks up their family and everything, that he runs off to the only thing he was ever good at, which is running errands for fucking criminal masterminds, and it's goddamn Kira.
I like it.
That sounds cooler.
I think, and then the bittersweet is built into the ship too.
Yeah.
Because it's never going to be like, you know, rainbows and sunset.
And they're going to betray each other again.
Yes, like, but they're also, they know each other. Because like, that's the thing, is like, I do love Han and Leia, but like, what she needs him to be and what he feels like he is truly in his heart are two different things.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, whereas Kira, like, she gets it.
Yeah, and like, is like one step ahead of him.
Yeah.
And then the very last alt, I saw someone put together a like a manip video of Luke, old man Luke on the Falcon and Han Solo on the Falcon, just like cut together as though they were like spending time together as old men.
Oh, wow. And
it makes me sad that we didn't get any scenes.
Yeah.
Because their friendship is so core to the original trilogy.
Yeah.
But the thing I do love, so I just, last week I just watched, what is it, Last Jedi. And the first thing he says when he sees Chewbacca is, "Where's Ben?"
Yeah.
And you know, he knows. Yeah. Oh, it's so sad.
Yeah.
So that's the journey I've been on tonight, thinking about old man Han Solo. And I think Kira is the way to go.
I think Kira is the way to go, and I think for me it satisfies the fact that he's really seen some shit.
Yeah.
And he's not bringing that to a sweet young girl.
Right.
Who's like about to have her adventure.
Yeah.
Right.
Her adventures are all in front of her.
Yeah.
So what if she slept with Han first?
I mean,
how much more messed up would that be with her and Kylo?
Oh my God. It'd be so good.
Oh my God. Actually, maybe I like it.
Just because it's fucking messy.
It's so messy.
It makes it so messy because then it makes like when they do actually like fuck in real life.
Yeah.
Through some forced way.
Up in each other's
mind. You fucked my dad. Dude. And she's like,
well, you killed him.
Yeah. She's like, well, yeah. She says, and then
at least I made him happy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Woo. Holy shit.
Wow.
Okay, I'll ship a hookup just for some fucking messy-ass drama shit.
Now we're on board.
Okay.
Wow.
Kelly, you got a ship that you're too old for?
Yeah.
Or they're too old for?
They're too old.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
However we interpret this.
Okay, so, Shadow from Homeward Bound.
He's very old.
Colin just gasped.
Colin is going through emotional times.
Yeah.
He's such a good boy.
He is a good boy. And I think you're not going to be happy with me. Okay, so
So,
are we going back to the Wile E. Coyote?
No. Okay. So, Shadow has to go on another trip, and he's like, "I'm too old for this."
Yeah.
Is the family moving again?
The family moves again.
Okay, without the dogs again?
Well. Yeah, this is like a Kevin McAllister thing.
Well, you know, yeah, it's not good dog ownership.
Yeah, it's not. And I don't think they should have pets, quite honestly. Yeah.
Let alone three.
And, well, the thing is, so, oh, this is like.
Oh, no.
So, actually, what ends up happening, it's not all three of the animals, because, like, Shadow that gets left behind, and he's too old to try and catch up to the leaving car.
Oh, but Chance and Sassy are?
Chance they don't wouldn't realize leave Shadow?
No, so they don't realize where he is until they're like, where is he?
I
so
can then, see Chance like getting too excited.
Yeah, yeah, he's an excitable
and Sassy
boy.
Keeps trying to pull Chance, and he's like, oh, but I'm smelling all the air and stuff. And she's like, Shadow's not here. So they have their own little adventure where they're trying to find Shadow.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
no.
Shadow.
I'd watch that.
Shadow's trying to find his family.
Yeah, anybody.
Sassy and Chance.
And that annoying boy who can't count his animals.
Yeah, terrible, annoying boy who doesn't deserve pets.
No.
Is there a part in the movie where they miscount animals?
Well, he
I think
only
you're just thinking
two.
Of Home Alone.
No. The animals run away.
Yeah,
guys.
They're staying with like a family friend who has like horses or something.
Exactly.
And okay, the dogs just run away because they're like, the humans must have forgotten about
that
us.
That is a weird circumstance where she has to go to a horse vet for the weekend because they're right. way out in the
okay,
sticks.
Okay. So this is
no one's.
Maybe
it's
this
nobody's
is
his fault.
Okay, the kid messed up minorly. It's not as bad as we thought. So there's another adventure happening. Shadow gets into the big city, and he's like trying to, because he doesn't know where they are.
Yeah.
And he comes across.
So he's in the big city right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
The big city?
No. Is that important? No.
I hope this is not a tale of two kitties.
No.
And it's not a babe pig in the big city.
He ends up in Los Angeles.
Oh,
city of Los
okay.
Angeles.
He goes south.
Yes. He goes a little south. He's very old. He doesn't know where he's going. So he wanders into Los Angeles, and he meets like this kind of like English sheepdog looking dog.
And cute
he
look.
Gets to talking to this dog. And
yeah.
He learns that this dog also has a mission, because this dog is a deputy district attorney who actually gets stuck in a dog body.
Oh my God. Did he also work for the Illuminati?
Wait. Is this from Look Who's Talking Now?
No, I think
what
this
are you
is
talking
from
about?
The Shaggy Dog.
Oh my
Tim
God.
Allen. Did you
oh,
ever
there's
see?
A Tim Allen version? I was thinking Kirk Cameron.
No.
Douglas.
Kirk Douglas. You're not thinking Kirk Cameron.
Kirk Cameron.
Made for TV or something?
Yeah, isn't he the Shaggy Dog at some point?
No.
I don't know about that one.
No, the Shaggy Dog was a 1959 movie.
He just made all those Left Behind movies.
Yes, but there were teen movies. Did you ever see, there's one with him and he switches, there's a body swap. Okay, and we
That's
are
upsetting.
On, we're on mics so we can't do it right now, but after this, we'll watch a video of Robert Downey Jr. in that movie, where somehow, so like the Shaggy Dog is a DA in a dog's body, but somehow a dog gets in Robert Downey Jr.'s body in a courtroom.
Oh,
and
no.
So he has to be he's Robert Downey Jr., but he's a dog in the courtroom. It's amazing.
Oh, I feel like we're seeing like the nadir of Robert Downey Jr.'s career.
That
was after Iron Man.
A dog. Yeah. With Tim Allen's eyes.
It's creepy.
Yeah.
Crying out to be released from the fucking crown of the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's
no
terrifying.
Teeth. No teeth.
No teeth.
No teeth
on that dog.
Oh, that's weird.
No teeth on the dog. So anyway.
Oh, Shadow, you can do better, bud.
So the Shaggy Dog learns to just slow down, you know, because
life
is too busy and crazy.
Right.
And like he's just trying to chase the next court case.
Yeah.
But he learns, you know, sometimes you got to stop and, like, take things slow.
So, wait, he learns that from Shadow, who is lost and desperately wants to find his family?
You would think he would use his DA's connections to, like, help Shadow find his family.
He can't talk to people.
He can use signs like the Wile E. Coyote.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so maybe he uses signs. But the thing is, because he has to take it slow because Shadow...
Oh, no. Is Shadow going to die?
Do I want to make this that sad? No, but Shadow keeps forgetting where he is.
Dementia. I knew you were going to fucking give Shadow dementia. I hate this ship.
No, okay, but.
Fucking Stentister, Kelly.
But guess what? Guess what, though? But the whole reason that that Tim Allen gets put in a dog body is because he is representing a pharmaceutical corporation that engages in illegal animal experimentation, and so he accidentally eats something or something,
yeah,
and he gets turned into that. So what he does is he finds a cure for dog dementia.
Okay, that's brilliant.
Great. And he gives it to Shadow, and Shadow's like, "Oh, great! I feel amazing. Let's find
right." But so his brain will live his body.
Yes, he has the brain of a puppy.
Another problem is that the evil pharmaceutical company patents the cure and charges way more than Shadow could ever afford. Could never afford it.
Yeah.
It's like $1,300 a pill.
That's too much.
And his doggy insurance is never going to cover that.
Yeah, and he doesn't even like eating pills. Like, who?
No, you got to stick him in peanut butter.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, so this is a really sad movie. It's a really sad movie, and I don't think anyone should watch it.
I'm with you.
So this is Homeward Bound 3 / The Shaggy Dog 2.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Homeward Bound 3. Oh shit, it doesn't work that way. I was going to say Shaggy Dog Boogaloo, but it only works for 2.
Yeah.
Shaggy Dog Boogaloo.
There we go. Shaggy Dog Boogaloo.
I like it.
It is. Mogs, you got one?
I do. Okay, so I'm too old for this ship. I took this very personally.
Okay.
To find a ship that I'm too old for.
Okay.
And this has been percolating for a while
because
talk about movies and we talk about stuff all the time. And so this is a ship that I've considered making my ship a couple times. And I say, no, I don't know. And I push it away. And then now, you know, I think I can reckon with it and be honest that I am just too old for this ship. And that ship is a ship that I used to really like. It's from a film called 16 Candles.
Yeah.
Mm. And it features Jake Ryan, who I have often held as one of the ultimate teen hunks of teen movies.
Sure.
I rewatched some scenes of it today. Yeah, he still is hunk. He wears hiking boots. He's got a little spiky hair and full eyebrows. He's cute. But he sucks.
Yeah.
Mm.
Majorly.
So, majorly. In a key moment of the movie, he gives his girlfriend to a nerd. His girlfriend who's so drunk she doesn't know what she's doing. And is like, you take care of her. You can have her for the night.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Yeah, what? He doesn't say fuck her, but like it's gross. And then he shows up at Andy? Oh, I should have looked it up. I think Andy's her name, Pretty in Pink. But shows up at Molly Ringwald's sister's wedding and is like, hey, let's cut out of the wedding. So she doesn't even go to the reception.
To her sister's wedding?
Yes. She's a bridesmaid. And she doesn't attend the reception of the wedding.
That sucks.
Because a hunky guy showed up leaning on a red car.
Woof.
And then they kiss over a cake.
How did this ship ever sail?
Because he's very cute.
He's very
cute. She's very charming.
All right.
Samantha, Sam. Of course I knew that. Sam is her name. Okay, so I watched a scene because I was like, because it was before you guys got here. And I was like, I'll just watch some, make sure that I really am too old for it. And so I found the introduction of Jake Ryan. And I thought, oh, you know what? This scene's going to be cute. I'm going to change my mind. Like, I remember this scene so well. Let me tell you how this monster is introduced. Sam, it's her birthday. Everyone forgot. Okay, whatever. She's filling out, which I totally would have done in high school or middle school, an anonymous sex survey.
Oh, my God.
So, and, like, you're supposed to fill it out and then pass it around, and then everybody writes their answers, and you can see everyone's answers. So, and it's like, have you ever touched a dick? But it says, like, have you ever touched it, I think. And then it's like, have you ever had sex? If you did have sex, who would you want to have it with? Does that person know that you want to sleep with them? Whatever. And of course, she says Jake Ryan and all that. She folds up the note and passes it behind her to her best friend, who is sleeping in class. Jake Ryan steals the note.
No.
It is rude to steal a note.
He knows that wasn't for him.
He reads that she wants to sleep with him. And now he's like, hey, this girl's interesting.
Yeah.
And then
I know I just invaded her privacy and whatever, but
like, hey.
Now and she's also worth he's, paying attention to.
Yeah, and also he's a senior and she's a sophomore, so that's the age gap part. It's not crazy, but this next scene is part of it. So then he and his other senior
athlete friend. I think they play football. I don't know, wrestling. And they're like doing pull-ups and talking. And Jake Ryan's like, you ever notice Sam Baker? And the other guy's like, the sophomore? And he's like, yeah, there's something about her, man. And he's like, there's no, there isn't. She's a child. What do you, she's yeah. like,
I
stop.
I don't know. I just have this feeling like she definitely wants to sleep with me.
What he says is like, she just looks at me sometimes, man, like she's in love with me. And he's like, and the
you
friend
just
is like,
read that.
I know. And the friend is like, she is a child. She's like not, she doesn't party, which he means like she's a virgin.
Yeah.
But he's like, she doesn't like, she's not, you have a girlfriend. And I always thought when I was younger that the bonehead friend was like a jerk. But now I'm like, I agree
no,
with him on
right.
every point.
He's right.
She is too young for you. You only like her because she's interested in you. You have a girlfriend who is devoted to you. What are we doing, Jake Ryan?
Oh,
I don't
no.
care how handsome you are. So yeah, so
yeah,
I'm too old for that ship.
Agree.
I've outgrown that ship. Sorry, Jake.
Well
always have wild hearts can't be broken.
Oh, same boy?
Same boy.
Oh, God.
I'll just watch that one.
Yeah.
Very cute. You see why.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You see why when you're like 13, you're like, oh.
But I mean, here's the thing. As far as wild hearts can't be broken, I'm kind of, my attentions are drawn elsewhere.
To the girl.
Yeah.
To the horse. She's very beautiful.
Oh, and her spirit, Kelly.
Can't be broken.
It cannot be broken.
Oh, anyway.
She is. They're a handsome couple.
Yeah, yeah. Good stuff.
Colin, do you have a too old for this ship?
I do have a too old for this ship. Mine might be the most age gappy in that there's like maybe 1,000 or so years between the two of them.
That's okay.
Okay.
What
do we think? Vampire, Elder
Buffy
God?
Angel.
Yeah.
It's kind of a classic. It's the same day shipping classic. I'm talking about Hella Teenage Colin.
Oh my God.
Because I didn't realize until just now, even if it was teenage Hella, either it takes her like 1,000 years to get to a teenage maturity and like, you know, what we would consider an age, or
you're shipping yourself.
Yeah, always.
Look,
always.
I've done it.
Yeah, yeah.
We're all gonna do it someday.
And teenage versions of ourselves. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so teenage Colin and Hella.
I mean, it's well-worn territory. You could go into our back catalog if you need more details on the ship.
I couldn't believe that happened.
That was
what a
highlight
dream.
Of my life.
It was.
Okay, so I think we sketched out how it would go if she was also a teenager. But right. I kind of...
But you get what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, if she's a teenager, she's probably already 1,000 years old.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
And is has been like you know marching around the nine realms, mm-hmm. Like slaughtering people,
and yeah, even if not she... yet learning how to slaughter.
I feel like when we talked about it last time, we talked about it as if she fit into your world,
right?
Now
she's
let's
a student.
Pluck you out
Ooh.
Of your world and pull you into hers. How do you meet?
God, I'm cowering behind something. Is
okay.
my guess, and she probably. For whatever reason.
Why does she spare you?
Because, let's see, if it's teenage Colin.
Because you amuse her.
Yes, exactly. She has a real thing for acne and Baja sweatshirts. If it's teenage Colin. Or I've got a bag of pot on me.
Yeah, there you go, there you go.
That's kind of mm-hmm. interesting.
She's never done it before.
Yeah, so that's something new.
Yeah, you smoke her out.
Yeah, exactly. It's so weird. I feel so out of my element in this hypothetical. Because there's no... The power dynamic, if I'm in her world, like if she sort of chooses to or has to, for whatever magic reasons, obey like human society, then like I feel like we can get into adventure
somehow.
Okay,
how about this? You meet and befriend Thor.
Okay.
I believe that could happen.
Oh, sure. For sure. I feel like you guys would get along.
You guys would get along.
And famously. I'd be like, I got a friend that you have to meet, Thor. Don't worry, I got your back.
Thank you. Thanks for the hookup. Okay.
Yeah,
he takes you to Asgard, and you are like wandering the grounds,
mm-hmm.
and you discover an amulet.
Okay,
and
pretty dope looking.
It's very cool.
All right,
but you fumble it, and it breaks.
Oh no!
And the spirit of Hella, who is non-corporeal, appears before you.
Oh, and therefore unable to throw cartoon knives at people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So she can't kill anybody, but she. Kind of wants to hang out with
she's,
you.
Oh, maybe she's bound to you.
She's bound and to you.
Yeah, and you're bound to her.
Yes.
Cool.
Oh, you didn't fumble the amulet. You put it on.
You're wearing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And, yeah, that's
it matches you're like, your Baja.
Oh, cool.
It yeah, totally matches my Baja. So you start to
put
Baja.
It on. Thor's like, don't. And then as you put it on, it's like, and then he goes flying.
Oh, yeah. No.
He gets sucked into a different amulet.
Oh, no.
Or yeah, Thor's yeah, out of town. Right.
So it's just you and her.
Loki is just sitting there
just
like,
I just had a really quick flash of a fantasy. Maybe Hela enters Thor and then has a crush on me. I mean, I could work with that too.
Yeah. Whoa, so it's Thor. Okay, it's Hela in Thor's body.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
Yeah, and she's like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. But Thor has enough control that Hela is not murdering everyone.
Okay.
Oh, but so Hela has though. Enough control that she's got the eye makeup.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, how about for this? Sure. She can't do her powers. And she can't do Thor's powers because it's not Thor.
Yeah, like, right. She can't pick up that hammer.
No.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
she's not worthy.
Can't command thunder.
Mm-mm. No.
So it's just Chris Hemsworth?
It's just Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, I ship it, man.
Yeah.
With Cate Blanchett's swagger.
And voice, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Right. She has a very sexy voice.
Yeah,
but with his accent.
Okay.
So
wait, okay, does
this is a lot of things.
So many
I don't care.
It's
it's getting so complicated that I am in for all of it.
I'm trying to figure out how Loki fits in, or if he's just kind of like watching and laughing at you.
He has made all this happen.
Of course, he's just watching. The puppet master.
Yeah,
he's for sure watching
because he's neutralized both of them.
Yeah,
by putting them in one body.
Yeah, now he's going after some, I don't know, Tesseract.
Sure.
Or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Totally.
So, yeah.
And I am
through time.
Unavailable for that adventure.
I'm like, it's okay.
I got so much
Kelly will fill you in.
Yeah. Woo! Kelly is holding onto the horns, flying behind him like a
cape. Yes, oh my God. Oh my God, I'm like a cape.
It would be my fondest wish if I knew someone who was an artist and they drew you flying through space holding onto Loki's horns.
Oh, my God. I would dare say, going back to our episode a few weeks ago, that's worth a fucking same-day shipping pin.
Yes.
Yes.
There are multiple ways to get a button. One, draw
fan art of us.
Hold on to Loki's horns.
Or draw fan art of any kind.
Of any kind.
Oh, that's true.
Any of your favorite ships.
Mm-hmm.
If it is one of our, like, me being a floating cape behind Loki or like Teenage Colin and Hela. If it's one of those like gold star ships, extra points.
Extra points.
We'll figure out something to denote extra points.
Another way to get a button is if you submit a question to us.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you can
do
that
on Twitter.
Yeah. On Twitter at shippledips, shipple like nipple and dips like nips, or email us at shippledipshow@gmail.com. And then we'll answer your question on this show.
That was it was like paramount to the show. Remember when we used to do that every week?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it was key to the original pitch that I made to Patrick when I was like, here's the show the four of us should do.
Yeah.
I think it was just an advice show, maybe.
I think it was just an advice show. And then we were like, we don't have enough questions.
Yeah, and honestly, we would rather talk about fictional characters.
Yeah, but I love giving unqualified advice still to this day.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just it's easier to get like horny about it on mic if
it's not about real,
it's not real people.
If you're not concerned that someone might actually go do the shit that Kelly's coming up with on the fly.
I think that you need fictional outlets for those impulses. So that you can still be a functioning member of society.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, agree.
True.
So send in those questions.
Yeah, please do.
Get those
pins
from us.
Please
and
do.
You know what? I'm sorry if you are a 16 Candles fan and I bummed you out about Jake Ryan, but...
No, you're too old for it.
I'm
think that's
too
okay.
Old for it. I will never be 16 again. And that's okay. Thank God.
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.